love that. And okay, this is not. I'm doubling down on you because you're here. Can you leave us with a harmony?
Get out of my head. Because I'm gonna say, can you give us everybody one harmony that we could do in our car to practice or something? Give us something.
So you want to harmonize?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Okay, now we're going.
So who's soprano here? So just go, yay.
I'm not a soprano though.
Okay, let me.
I'm alto.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. So just hold that note.
Hey. Not my key. No, that's not my key. I'm kind of like Gil Scott-Heron. And it might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again.
There's something
I'm
there,
that
right?
One.
There's
there
something
is.
There.
I'm that one.
There's something. See, look at that. Look at this one here.
I got that humming.
At least we accomplished a little harmony.
Yeah. It was a harmonic, but you know.
We all had our pieces.
No, you gotta go. Okay, we're gonna do our pieces properly.
Okay.
I don't know if I can soprano.
But you can. You did it so good, and you held it for a long time.
I was waiting for y'all. I'm just like,
you had a bucket with that joint, though. She passed you the bucket like here. You held that note.
Yeah.
No.
Down. Okay. All right. Or if you could just sing for us, just leave us with something, Laura. Just
it's
you
almost
know,
Christmas.
You know, just.
Okay, Christmas. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Utah carols being sung by a choir. And folks just up like Eskimos.
It's been a while.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoes. That's the be bright.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
Tiny tugs with their eyes all aglow will find it hard
to pay tonight.
Y'all need more lyrics than
Yo, MP got his Luther Vandross on. This is what we're talking about here.
Jennifer Mee, thank you so much for being with us on our Poly
thank
with
you.
The People.
Thank
you for blessing the Empower Hour. We're glad to have you. We want to encourage everybody, check out our Patreon, jump on, connect, subscribe, let us know how it goes, and just continue to tune in because as we start working with Jennifer, we should be sounding better. So let's get it. So thank you again, Queen. We're glad to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was such a great time. I am
Lady Rita and Friends proudly presents the 11th Annual New Year's Eve Affair, Saturday, December 31st at the Jamaica Association, Noel Alexander Banquet Hall. Music by DJ Tony, Fire T, DJ Thomas, and Surprise DJ. Dress to Impress, prize for the best dressed couple, champagne and finger food, balloon drop at midnight. Advance tickets only $30, more at the door. Ticket locations, Annecy Hair Salon, Frontline Restaurant, and the Jamaica Association, 4065 Jean Talon West. Info 514-913-4335. Lady Rita's New Year's Eve Affair, Saturday, December 31st at the Jamaica Association.
Me again, man. DJ Bobby Payne. Second part. Playing music. Yeah. You can catch me on all the social media. DJ Bobby Payne. Only on Instagram. DJ Bobby Payne 1. You get me?
President Rolling RM.
Power Hour, man.
Whenever I found time, it's so
music, man.
ATL, Jacob. You pray for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time I sip on, I get vulnerable. Annoying the sounds of the storm when it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere I'm going. I've been in the field like the children of the corn. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself cause you can't leave me alone. Gossip and messy, that ain't what we doing. Traveling around the world. Over the phone, dropping tears. I get my vulnerable when I do this. When you drunk, you tell me exactly how you feel. When than this. Don't say it cause you know that's why I wanna hear.
Make a nigga wanna wipe out a blue deal suit, white Nike. I'm still on FaceTime with the lifers. It's iPhones and the feds and Rikers. So they gon' treat me like she meet me. And she met me taking liquor to the figgy. I got a girl, she got a man, we moving sneaky. We been drinking all night, now we getting freaky deaky. And I hate it when she tell me she gon' leave me. Let me eat it again, I'm greedy. In the shower like Mimi, shoot a porno on the phone and hook it up to
you.
You
gon' get my answering machine. Girl, leave me alone, cause you're nothing that I need. I won't answer the phone.
Yeah, we made a movie. She was a cutie. I remember how she used to make a gooey. Yeah, I made a loopy. And she argued when she argued when she argued.
Hey, deal broke, boy. Still can't believe I used to mess with you. Popping playing bees, cause I ain't playing to be stuck with you, man. I see you still kicking with them op chickens. I'm the only reason that your goofy self got women. All them girls wanna look like me. She most likely only mess with you just to spite me. Please don't get it twisted, I ain't tripping. I never put my faith in it. Boy, I'ma die independent. If you was wondering, yeah, boy, I'm still that chick. I had to block you, but you still gotta watch this. Cause who you know rocking like me? No bra, tight tee, slick back, ponytail, feeling like I'm Ice-T. You know I love you good, real hood when you wake up. You know that girl weak if she ain't messing up her makeup. Man, I can't believe I used to let you touch me. I'd rather be in jail before a broke boy cut. Ladies, love yourself cause it could get ugly. That's why money, and I don't give a fuck if that leave tonight, because that don't run me. You better get on your knees and eat this right before I have another do it for me. Don't run me,
love me a chocolate, I go crazy. That deep brown skin looking like the baby. That type of nigga make me wanna have a baby. Maybe I settle down before I get to 80. Maybe not, you know, vanilla always hit the spot. Keep it a G, it ain't easy trying to get me hot. Red bundles like a cherry sitting on the top. I'm in the bay looking like bae. You thought I need a butter pecan weekend. Spanish Harlem, I might pop up on the weekend. House of balloons, I say poppy, play the weekend. I keep a cone in my hand till it's leaking. Ready to eat then, Dave from the East End. That caramel getting sticky, I be beasting. Need me a thick boss who be feasting. A rosé flavor scoop in the heat then. Miami creeping, creeping.
On top of the world, me and my clique. Got it out the mud, now we all lit. This how I feel to be rich, black and poppin'. Your feelings, I can hear the money calling. Yeah, me and my friends. Me and my twins. Me and my friends. My friends, my gang. Who they think they playing with? Who in God's name? Hanging out the lamb, I drive a suicide thing. Who been smoking VG, you ain't doing high grade. No, I gotta make a good first impression. Go from the back, letting out all my aggression. Got some ego, got you acting reckless. Sex you with the lights on, still got all my necklace, y'all. I brought some bottles and bottles for me and my friends. How many years LeBron done came in the Benz? Don't count my pockets, just know that I'm getting my ends. I might spend it all on my friends. On top of the world, me and my clique. Got it out the mud, now we all lit. This how I feel to be rich, black and popping. The feelings, I can hear the money calling. Yeah, me and my friends. Me and my twin. Me and my friends.
Out of who I stand on face. I don't like to go too many places. I rent then I love it when you throw it back like, damn, you know that shit. You know I'm a blast back. You know I'm way past that. So why you acting like it's something that it wasn't? She know how to make me mad. I swear this push every button. I know how to run up cash. I swear I'm getting hella money. Real spill. Slide my Rolls Royce through the hood. That look good like right on. Get your own salon. You have done when you want from now on. Tell the police I don't do nothing. I've been selling these songs. Ain't put no cap inside my rap. Ain't too much leading your own. Slide my Rolls Royce through the hood. That look good like right on. Your own salon, you have done when you want from now on. Tell the police I don't do nothing. I've been selling these songs. Ain't put no cap inside my cap.
You thought I was feeling you? That thumb munch. Either he ate it for lunch. My body, I get what I want. Like, you thought I was feeling you?
No, I was feeling you.
That thumb munch. Either he. You thought I was feeling you? That's the munch. Either he ate it for lunch. My body, I get what I want. Like, you thought I was feeling you?
No, I was feeling you.
That's the munch. Either he ate it for lunch. My body, I get what I want. Like, same balance, keep it a beam. Know to be mad, I be on the scene. Too fat, can't fit in a jean. Use my stitch, but it's not what it seems. I got that ready, I'm keeping it clean. Doing that's holding a beam. Saying you love me, but what do you mean? Pretty ass company like that I'm. You thought I was feeling you? That's the munch. Either he ate it for lunch. My body, I get what I want. Like, you thought I was feeling you?
No, I was feeling you.
That's the munch.
You know what time it is. This is Kaya's Jambalaya. You know I'm always cooking up something hot. Come on in. Let me feed you, baby.
This is Kaya Jambalaya coming to you, bringing you all of the latest news. Hot, to my serve it up, hot. Listen, I made a new file for things that I want to talk about for the show based off of my Instagram selections. And I'm going to tell you something. I said I was going to put maximum 7 things in my file per week. There are so many things right now that's going on. I'm about to have to run through this. So earlier I had mentioned a little bit about actually just was made reference to us going to see Wakanda. Well, Letitia Wright, the girl who plays T'Challa's sister. Mm-hmm. So she was reportedly seen in the club with Kehlani, with the singer Kehlani. And apparently they were doing a bit of dirty dancing and there are speculations that they may be dating. I think we need to keep our eye on that and look just a little bit because I think that we might be seeing a spark of something going on here. They're denying it right now at the moment, but you know how I do. I got my thoughts about it. I'm going to keep that part for one of the next shows. Now, a couple of weeks ago, there was something I said, remind me that I wanted to talk to y'all about. Do y'all remember me saying this? And I don't think we ever got back to touching on the subject. Do you remember when I told y'all that I love Toby Neguit?
Do we remember? Yes. You had to unfollow him because you loved him so much.
Yes. I unfollowed him. So hear this. I don't like him anymore. I don't like him anymore at all. I seen some interviews recently that he had done with Fat and them pretty much asking questions about how they got together. And the story that he tells, I'm like, what is she doing with this wildebeest? He said he did not like her. He told the people he never liked her, that she couldn't be nothing to him but a homie. But she just stuck by him and stuck by him until pretty much he gave in.
Why is that his fault?
No, but the story is not too flattering. It's not the best.
It's not the most flattering story, but like you say, he's a wildebeest. I mean, if I don't like somebody, I don't like somebody. You can grow to love somebody, but do you have to ding them for not loving them right off the bat?
You don't tell the people that in the damn interview. You better come up with a cushy story for us. Make it up. We met in Ogilvy's and I loved you so much. You're gonna say we went to the same church and you loved me off, but I was not interested in you.
But don't you love him for his honesty, though? Didn't you love him for his honesty and what he brought?
No. You lied for these people out here and make them think that you're a good person all day. You better lie for this interview. I know you ain't crazy.
Well,
you gonna make the people.
I guess it is a thin line to Gina's point because he's being honest. But I guess to your point, Kaya, at this point, they should have some tact, like some kind of like he could juice your story a little bit. It doesn't have to make it look like she's begging.
I was flabbergasted. I was flabbergasted because that's pretty much what he made it look like. But I'm not going to stay on that too long because I'm actually going to send some videos so that we can actually attach these clips because y'all need to see these pieces. This is crazy. In other news, Kiki Palmer. Kiki is having a baby, y'all. And she announced on Saturday Night Live that she is having a baby and she is looking so beautiful and I'm so happy for her. Kiki Palmer, good for you, babe. We love you.
Clap guess for who, life. I love guess, new life.
Okay, guess who about. Else had a baby? Yes.
Who had a baby?
Puffy yeah. had a new baby.
Oh, right.
Hmm? Puffy had a new baby the other day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But how Puffy had a baby and we ain't see Miami pregnant?
Ooh. Yeah, but you already know the situation with Miami. They already said what it is. They said that, like, and he said it, and they're like, oh, we're just good friends, and she doesn't pressure me or stress me on anything. So she know her place and her role.
It's all kinds. It's all kinds. So Puffy had a baby. Love Sean Combs is the baby's name. So pretty much the baby's name is I Love Diddy.
No, he didn't. He did not name the child.
Her no. name is Love Sean Combs.
It is.
Well, now I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted personally. I think that is a disgusting name. I think the mother made
it like a monument to the daddy, but I'm like, child.
Like to name the child Love, I'm all for that. But where's Sean coming? There are
female Seans though. There are female. Yeah.
But come on, guys, that's whack. Anyways, I'm just expressing my opinion, and I think it's whack.
It's a thing. So I'm just like, Puffy, cut it out. In the same week, one of his newest girls on his roster, she just came out and her name is influencer Shantaya Joseph, who actually gives you she's giving Lori Harvey right now. That's what she kind of looks like. She's definitely giving a Lori Harvey type of vibe. But yeah, she's his newest prospect. And then his newest baby mama, who is Gina Vium. Anyways, let me just tell you this, okay? This girl is bad because she just had a baby the other day. And if you see her, how flat her stomach is and how, listen, you know she is in there doing the most magic. But I have to comment on this because I feel like it's so much stuff going on in the media around this Puffy situation. He got all of these women and he just had a baby with this girl. Young Miami goes to like lash out online and this girl starts making TikToks using City Girls music. It is a problem right now. I think that this is really a thing. But the clips will be attached and they'll be posted later on. So I want you guys to go and just take a look at some of the stuff that's been going on in this media surrounding P. Diddy.
Sorry, Kaya. Isn't she the mother of the baby or she was just somebody that...
She's the mother of the
child. The mother of the baby is Dana Tran. It's another woman. That woman, the Wuhan girl, is actually somebody that... Because her initial post was her saying, oh, you were out here worrying about me and claiming Diddy all while he was getting somebody else completely else pregnant. So she's actually just somebody that he sleeps with as well. That's not the baby mother. The baby mother is a woman named Dana Tran. The Vuong chick.
Okay, Dana Tran is the one who's making the videos with the City Girl music.
No, it's Vuong who's making the videos with the City Girl music, but she's just somebody who sleeps with Diddy. Just like
so Dana Tran is the cybersecurity specialist?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So the other girl made a video with someone else's music, right? That was Miss Better Love. I can't remember the name of the song, but she then, there's too many women. Hold on. I am not adding properly. Diddy, listen, Diddy got too many girls. It's too many girls. They all out here fighting. The links will be posted. Y'all need to check it out. It is tea. It is the most tea. Now, there's a lot going on. You know, last week we spoke about three or four different Bitcoin or cryptocurrency tycoons actually dying, and they're saying that they all committed suicide or found dead after committing suicide. So I want to get into this situation about Twitch And I want to touch on it because there's a lot of rumors going around. And you know how people do when celebrities pass away, especially when they say that it's around suicide. They always say that it's an Illuminati or some type of conspiracy theories. But Columbus Short actually made a video yesterday that was kind of like, it was different. Columbus Short does a live video wearing a hat that says blackballed. He then also has on a filter that gives him elf's ears. So I don't know the symbolism behind it. I can't really explain what the symbolism behind it means, but I know that he did it for a reason. And he grabs the hat several times to show you what it says, that it says blackballed on the top. But Columbus Short says that he believes that Twitch is dead due to losing his life savings in an investment deal gone bad. He also calls out the person who is involved in this situation and that he wants his money. And that pretty much is what he's saying is that that man killed himself. Well, I'm not going to kill myself. I want you to pay me.
Wow. I knew there's something behind it. To me, it just seemed so ding, man. It's anyways.
Yeah. Columbus Short speaks about it. And if you go into the Empower Hour, I know you deleted your apps, but I need you to put the app on for and just maybe just put it on the Empower Hour so that you could see, because I sent some stuff to the inbox. It is crazy. You got to hear what Columbus Short says. And he says the person's name, which is crazy to me. So apparently they must have gotten involved in some type of investment deal. And the person says that their money is in a trust account. And that, like, pretty much, like, be patient and they're going to get their money. And he says, no, I do not trust your trust account. I do not trust you. He says their name. And then he says, I want you to pay me. Pay me my money.
Wow.
So as the story continues to develop, I know that there's a lot of stuff that's going to be said. We have to definitely pick sense from nonsense. And we have to look at the facts. I believe that Columbus Short might be the closest to what's really happening right now. And if we go into it and look at it, it might be connected to some of these cryptocurrency leaders not being alive anymore.
Wow.
So we might need to look into this because there's some monies that were lost, some things that are happening. And he says, just because you got caught up doesn't mean that my money should be caught up. So something happened in this cryptocurrency world and we need to look out for this because it's coming.
Yeah.
Remember I told you.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't speak too much on it because I'm only lightly invested in crypto and digital currency. So, but it is something to where it's like, we're seeing it, we're hearing it. And those who have been investing in it, it's a part of the season. That's all I could say. It's a part of the season because I know a lot of these people who have real bank in this crypto and they're losing money left, right, and center. They're watching and kind of just holding their breath because it's like at this point, it hurts to sell what you have because you're taking such a big L. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're just kind of holding on for dear life. But the mental turmoil that's doing the discomfort, like, you know, when you have like responsibilities and stuff like that, and you know, you have a certain amount of funds that's kind of invested in these things. Mm-hmm. It is a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. Just to elaborate a little bit more, there's a lot of celebrities who are now being affected also by what happened by this, and they are coming out and just talking about their own situations. A couple of years ago, Master P's daughter ended up dying. I'm not sure exactly how she passed away. I think she might have unalived herself. But during the time, they had done a documentary about her struggling with depression and drug abuse and alcohol abuse. And yesterday, Master P posted a video of Twitch and Snoop dancing and pretty much just having a very heartfelt message. And Little Romeo counters that by putting up a statement pretty much saying, you're posting a tribute to this man, but this man avoided his own children's struggle with suicide and depression, but posted another man who passed. The internet is going crazy right now. So I want us to never forget, mental illness is real. Substance abuse is real. People are having a hard time out there. And though you may think some people are in control of the things that they're doing, and they know what they're doing, a lot of people are not. And those who do are trying to mask or heal something or numb something that they cannot fix. So let us not forget who we are, and the same compassion that we show for these celebrities, let us have it within our own communities. Because
thing is, like, again, we don't know the circumstance and we don't know all the behind the scenes, but it is a shame, because it's like I don't want to say I know for sure, but as a parent watching your child go through something, a lot of times you feel almost helpless. You know, you want to give them help, but you can't force it or push them into certain places. And then, you know, you want to give them a certain autonomy and thing. And if they ended up unaliving themselves, so to speak, or transcending, like I prefer to say, you know, for little Romeo to turn around and say that, I don't know. I just find that should be a conversation had, like, in person.
He and his father have been having pretty much family feuds for the past, I can't even count the amount of years.
Yeah.
He hasn't been right for a very long time. And especially, I think he also has resentment towards his father and how he treated them and his mother when he decided to leave. And so there's just a lot of resentment there.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so child, this is not the time for the daddies to be out there acting shabby. You know, it's Christmas time. If you got some children out there, you go with a woman and she got children, don't you be out here spoiling your stepchildren and ignoring your real children. A woman got blocked the other day on Brian McKnight's account because he went and bought his stepdaughter like a $100,000 car. And a woman put, man, you know damn well that this ain't your daughter. Estranged or not, Brianna is your daughter. Make it right with your biological kids before it's too late. And I felt it was a word, honey. I felt like it was a word. And you know what? She threw them shots and it had him triggered. He made sure he got her off of his page right away. And somebody went to highlight that on his profile, he has husband of Leilani, father of Julia, Jack, and Kikoa Mateo. His children's name are Brian McKnight Jr., Brianna McKnight, Nico McKnight, and Clive McKnight. What is happening?
Oh man
is right. Listen, I am flabbergasted with this brother here. He better get it together. That's all I'm gonna say. No, it's going too far. And before we get out of here, because we will be talking about this much in the next weeks to come, because Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion have started being interviewed and questioned about the night of the shooting in question.
Mm-hmm.
It has turned out that Megan Thee Stallion has been doing a lot of lying. She lied on the Gayle King show. She lied about some other things. Apparently, Kelsey was going with Tory before her, but Kelsey got sick and was away for 2 weeks because she had COVID. And during that time, Megan started going with Tory behind Kelsey's back and did not tell Kelsey. And then the night that she supposedly got shot, Tory, the reason why she started fighting them is because Tory said, you need to tell your friend the truth.
Ooh, and back in now.
Sorry. They are on the stands right now going through it. Kelsey has gotten immunity. The lawyers had to tell her several times, though, even though you have immunity, it doesn't mean that you are not able to be prosecuted, because we will bring you up on perjury charges if you don't really tell us what you know. But Kelsey is pleading the fifth on a lot of different parts of the case. And it has been said that before Tory shot Meg, that he said, dance, bitch. But they are saying that it's not founded, and no one else has been able to say that this is what he said. Megan Thee Stallion, however, looks super, uber, duper guilty. I don't know what the hell's happening with this girl. Her story's just falling apart by the second. She said she rather he would have just killed her that night than to have to be up there on the stand testifying, because like that was too much stress or too much pressure for her. Now, if that don't sound like white lady tears, I don't know where she got the bag with the bottle of them from, but she came out with the bag like, no, I'd just rather be dead, girl, if you don't cut it out and answer the people questions.
It's like, right, stop it. Just answer the question. Enough with this.
Right, if you don't cut it out and answer the people questions, girl. So I don't know. When this all started, I did say this in the beginning that I felt like there was some other stuff going on, but they say that Tori and Kelsey both had gunpowder on their clothing.
Well, you know what they're saying too is that everyone was very drunk that night. I was listening to the story because someone was posting this one messy ass lawyer and he was very biased at the end of the day. So I had to go look at articles. And Kelsey may not have said, she didn't say that she saw him shoot her, but she did say that she saw him with a gun. Like he did have a gun in his hands. But at the end of the day, a lot of the testimonies going back to like, well, we drank a lot that night. Well, we drank a lot that night. Well, we drank a lot that night. Right. So like everyone was kind of too drunk to recollect what happened, as they say, 2 years ago. So I don't know. It's, I feel a mistrial coming on.
They ain't forget that somebody got, that somebody had a gun. They didn't forget that somebody had a, got shot. They didn't forget that they had a fight in Kylie Jenner house. They didn't forget, but they forget if he said dance bitch and if he shot the gun. Listen, Kelsey took the money. He offered Kelsey $1 million. Her and Megan $1 million. Kelsey took $1 million. This is what we know. All right. She took the money. And I'm not mad at sis. You know what I'm saying? Bills be due and you got things to do. And when are you ever going to see $1 million in one lump sum?
But if she took that money, doesn't that mean that, isn't that a cover up? Doesn't that mean he's guilty of something?
Well, not necessarily. He's wealthy, right? So it would go like this in a situation. Either way, he's going to be the one who they're going to say shot this girl. But it very much looks like, and this is the thing, they're saying that Tori punched Kelsey also that night, and they both have gunpowder on their clothes. So let me break it down. This is my conspiracy theory, and then I'm going to leave it at that. Meg jumps out because her and Tori are having this fight. Kelsey grabs the gun and they all jump out the car like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Kelsey fires. She turns around. She goes to turn the gun on Tori. He walks up on her like, oh yeah, bow. Punches her, knocks her down, takes the gun. And then is like, everybody back in the car. And they all get back in the car. Because why did they get back in the car with him and he shot Megan? She's like, oh, I was scared that the police were going to get us because we black. And it's in the midst of a black crisis, blah, blah. Nah, my girl, you know what happened. But she couldn't fathom in her mind. And she said she don't know actually who was holding the gun. She don't even know. But she believed that Tori shot her. However, the way that it's looking right now is that Kelsey shot this girl. And Tori Lanez and her were able to conspire and fix some things up so that she didn't end up going to jail. And it pretty much they're building a mistrial. They're making it look so bad that you can't. Who are you going to charge?
You better be careful because they're black. You might charge everybody. They're not white. If they're white, like, mistrial, everybody's innocent. In this case, like, everybody's guilty. Everybody goes to jail.
Yeah, but they're celebrities too. So they have that clout to have to be able to be, all right, mistrial, everybody go home.
Megan Allied, massage for ear. Gail King asked her, did you have a relationship, an intimate relationship with Tory Lanez? She laughed and then she said no. She lied. She shouldn't have started lying from the beginning. You can't start left and then go right.
So did Bill Clinton, and he still remained president. So at the end of the day, I mean, I think it's a mess. I also know that they did talk about how, why they were fighting as well in the cars, because words were exchanged and she was kind of just berating his career. And we've seen Tori be spiteful and vengeful of things. Not to have to say that he shot or anything like that. I just think that it's a whole mess. And ultimately speaking, it is going to be a lot of he says, she says. And they're also saying that they can't find the driver. They don't know where the driver is. A sober driver, by the way, because he was obviously, he, or at least should have been, because he's driving, right? So they can't find him for him to recount his.
Yeah, he's on the beach with his $1 million. But this was my segment of Kaya's Jambalaya. Thank y'all for listening.
Hey everybody, I'm Gina the Great, aka Miss Politically Correct, aka the Devil's Advocate, aka Big Liar in Energy, and this is Ungrind My Gears, a segment where we keep it light, keep it bright, and share some fun facts and some jokey jokes.
Good morning, it's that time. I got a quick black fact for you guys, but I also have a Canadian fact that I came across today, so I'm going to share that as well. But my black fact today is I follow a page called Know Your Caribbean on Instagram. So go follow that page, Know Your Caribbean, because it is a woman who handles that page. She drops so many facts about the Caribbean, and I'm talking about the Caribbean as a whole, from our history, some of our, like, or our historical facts. So whether it's from slavery, whether it's from our ancestral dances and culture, she really lays it down. So it's a page that I really appreciate. And for all of those who, because, you know, traveling is about to start, and whether you're somebody who's trying to get away from the winter, I was going to say if you're a snowbird, but snowbirds usually have a home when they go back to the Caribbean or whatnot. But if you ever travel to the Caribbean, I don't know if you guys knew this, but 2/3 of hotels in the Caribbean are foreign owned. So not owned by the people on the land of the people. And there's a whole documentary about, especially the resorts in Jamaica, how they sold part of the land. And so, like, even the owners of those hotels, they don't have to pay taxes in Jamaica, kind of thing.
Wow. So all the money's really just coming out the country.
Yeah, just flowing out of there. 2/3 of the hotels in the Caribbean are foreign owned, with millions in revenue never reaching the people. And so what Know Your Caribbean is creating, or that's in the works, which made me think of the OFC, is the Caribbean Green Book. And so they're working with a data to create a database of Caribbean owned businesses to try to give to people to have to know where to, what to do and what to buy when they go to the Caribbean, but also for the Caribbean people themselves. So I wanted to shout them out on that and get that
big. It's called the Green Book?
The Caribbean Green Book. So it's underway. I don't believe they've completed it yet, but I'm putting that out there. So
that's good. And I'll reach out, because we have some business members who are in Trinidad and Tobago who actually run other business network. And I'll make sure that they're aware of it. But look, I think Shy follows that page too. This is good.
Yeah. So Know Your Caribbean, follow that and check that out. So my Canadian fact is still staying in that whole mode of travel. Do you guys know how powerful our passport is?
No.
So they rank passports around the world, and they rank it based on your mobility. So where can you go? What countries can you go to without needing a pre-visa or a visa upon arrival? And so our Canadian passport is actually power ranked in the 5th spot, along with Singapore, Malta, Lithuania, and Slovakia, which means that there are 117 countries that we can travel to freely without any issue. There's 54 countries that we travel to that we need a visa upon arrival. And there's 27 countries that we are not allowed to travel to unless we have a visa, an approved visa, before actually traveling there. And interesting enough, a lot of those countries happen to be in Africa. Yes. So I'm gonna give you guys a quick rundown of these 27 countries in alphabetical order, being Afghanistan, Algeria, Benin, Bhutan, Cameroon, Central Africa Republic, Chad, China, Congo, the Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Ghana, India, Iran, Liberia, Libya, Mali, Myanmar, previously known as Burma, Nauru, I'm not familiar with that country, Niger, North Korea, I'm not trying to travel North Korea, I'm going between you and I, Russian Federation, neither there either, Sudan, Syria, Turkmenistan, Venezuela, and Yemen.
Wow.
Yes.
So and you know, like, I know it's like on my conspiracy theory box, like that's all by design, like just keeping us separated, keeping us out of certain places, making it difficult for us to be able to connect with our brothers and sisters on different parts of the globe. It's all by design. It's disgusting.
I don't know about that for myself. I feel like this is a way to keep them out. We said, Tananaya Yad, but we are going to feel comfortable. We're going to go and get our paperwork and just go. But we're willing to go through the rigmarole to get there. Anyways, I seen some stuff last week. We was in a nail salon and I seen a whole family in there that were Russians that were getting their feet and nails done to go to Nigeria because they have businesses in Nigeria. And I've never been more vexed than I'm all life. I said, And you know, I don't like to wish bad on people, but I said, Lord God, them can't go there. They should not be going there.
Yeah, they're already there if you're in business there.
Tananaya Yad.
And on the opposition side, the 5 worst power ranked passports are at its worst, Afghanistan. There's only 5 countries that they can travel without a on-site or pre-visa. Syria, 8 countries. Iraq, 8 countries. Pakistan, 10 countries. And Somalia, 11 countries. So those are the worst rated passports around the world.
Wow. Look at me. I'm your captain now. Wow. That's why. I'm your
captain now. That is wild.
I can't with Kaya. So that was some fun facts from that perspective there. I came across maybe it's not a motivational quote, but I think it was a very important quote that I wanted to share. And the very wise man said, if you raise your children, you can spoil your grandchildren. If you spoil your children, you will need to raise your grandchildren.
Mm. Ooh.
And I said that was facts, sir. You said something there. And it's funny because as he said that, I thought about how my parents treat the grandchildren. And it's like, where was this person when we were growing up? And I heard that, I was like, oh, okay. You were raising us so that you can spoil the grandchildren, that we are the parents to our children.
Mm.
Versus, you know, and again, like, I'm not big on it's spoil the child, spare the rod. I'm not here for the spare the rod part, but I do agree that you do more damage when you spoil your children. It doesn't mean you can't do things for your kids. You should do things for your kids. But if you do everything for them, you are setting them up for failure in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. Oh, that's heavy, Gina. Heavy, heavy.
Yes. So normally I do a social media gone wild. And there's one post that I came across that is not necessarily about it being wild, but it was some interesting information that I felt I should share with the people, with you guys and the people, considering that, not that I have to say there's New Year's resolutions that are coming or whatnot, but these, it's called the cheat codes that I know at 42 that I wish I knew at 22. And I got it on the page called Money Defender, which gives a lot of these little quotes or just help in terms of like how to spend your money, how to do all these things. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of give you the cheat codes that they provided here. 1, use workouts to gain muscle, diet to burn fat, and cardio to improve your overall health and longevity. There's a few of them, so I'm gonna just run through them. Eat a high protein diet comprised of whole foods for the best body composition. 3, when lifting weights, use your mind to muscle connection to increase muscle contractions. 4, upon waking, drink water before coffee. And if you do drink coffee, delay coffee 1 to 2 hours upon waking. This lets cortisol clear out adenosine, which can lead to sustained energy into the afternoon. So sometimes you don't actually need that coffee in the morning if you give yourself enough time to fully wake up there. 6, use your nose for smelling and breathing, and use your mouth for talking, tasting, and eating. Very important, because especially in the spiritual world too, they do tell you to kind of breathe in from your nose, and that's when you bring in the oxygen to have to clear out what's in your system and so on and so forth. So that resonated with me. 7, mouth breathing disrupts sleep, ruins oral health, and causes sleep apnea. Mouth taping at night helped me solve this, me being the poster. I think it'd be a little weird to tape my mouth at night, and I don't have mouth tape, but maybe I'll try that one these days. Who knows? 8, mouthwash is the biggest dental scam. Kills your oral microbiota, so avoid it. Well, I am about to pour out my Listerine after this, actually, guys. 9, avoid fluoride in your toothpaste. Use ones that have hydroxyapatite. Mm-hmm. Hydroxyapatite. I already know that my toothpaste, I use Hello, and I think Burt's Bees has one, as well as Arm & Hammer. They have
Toms of Maine has one.
Yeah, they have fluoride-free toothpaste, so definitely look into that. Sleep at the same time every day. Align your body with the rising and setting of the sun. 11, the 321 method for better sleeping. No eating 3 hours before bed, no liquids 2 hours before, and no screens 1 hour before. So that's the 321 method. I need to take that into account 100%. If you look at screens at night, wear blue light blockers. You sleep for a third of your entire life. Learn how to optimize it and make it as awesome as possible. 14, memory is fallible. So when you have a good idea, write it down immediately. Mm. And do that, some of your best ideas come in the shower, walking, or in the gym. So always keep a notepad handy, or your notepad app at this point, very handy to write down your ideas when you're in those moments. 16 little life hack. Peel a boiled egg by rolling it around your plate for a while until all the shells are cracked. This makes it way easier to remove the complete shell in one shot, which is funny because I feel like in social media, there's been a lot of those hacks showing about eggs. I don't know if eggs are on the come up, but apparently they are. 17, close the toilet bowl when flushing to avoid particles of filth sprouting out into your bathroom atmosphere. Do you guys do that? Do you close the lid before before flushing?
Yeah. Well, that Shy had put me onto game about that one. She was like, yeah, every time you flush the toilet, everything just kind of flies up in the air.
Yeah. That's a step away, but I didn't even think about it like just it living in the air particles. So yeah, close that lid, then flush.
And yeah, just, you definitely got doo-doo and toothbrush. Go ahead.
Don't do the courtesy flush either. You know, some people say, because the courtesy flush actually is the reason why a lot of people have acne on their bum and like different boils and cysts and stuff like that. Don't do the courtesy flush. It's nasty. And it's a result to why sometimes women's private parts are out of whack.
Whoa.
In courtesy word.
The courtesy flush. Don't do it.
That. Well, thanks for that. That's 0.17.2, right? 18, the more you criticize others, the more you're criticizing yourself. If you want to judge yourself less, judge others less.
Yeah.
17, stay away from people who always complain. They are energy vampires.
Vampires. Clap for that. Watch out for those vampires.
I'm going to say it again for the people in the back. Stay away from people who always complain. They are energy vampires. 20, stay away from people who gossip. They are most likely gossiping about you. Mm. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
Like where I had some friends where I'm just like, you know, you talking people's business a lot. You must be out there talking my business too. So I'm gonna keep my business to myself when I speak to certain people.
Yeah, man, like, you know they're bad when they come telling you stuff that you told them. And you're like, bitch, this I told you that.
High key. There was a girl I went to high school with and then college. She was so bad at spreading rumors that she spread a rumor that I said something and then came to tell me about the rumor that she heard. But she didn't tell me that she apparently heard it from me on a girl that I didn't even know her business. And so then when other people came to me, it's like, oh, homegirl told me that you told her that she was that other girl was stripping. I was like, she the one who told me that. What do you mean? I was like, yo, it's a wrap for this chick. It's a
nah, too much.
100%. And I'm going to give this last one. And next week, I'll give you guys some more. Because like I said, there's a long list. But 21, learn a martial art to increase discipline, confidence, and release stress.
Mm.
And y'all know that I come from a martial art family. My father did that. And even like everyone would say, my father was the hottest of heads amongst the family members. Mm-hmm. And when he decided to take on Taekwondo, so did his brothers, because they were just like, he's already crazy. If he starts learning how to focus his crazy in a kick, we're all dead. So we all need to go learn this.
That was wise.
Yeah. And what it did in turn, actually, was it actually calmed him down. It actually created an outlet for him to learn discipline, to learn the respect of the art. And I do feel that although you shouldn't put your kids too young, because then they may not understand when and how to use it. But I do believe that all children at some point in time should learn some type of martial art for self-defense purposes, for confidence purposes. And sometimes that bully needs a hadouken. So my mom told me, don't start nothing, but finish it. So if you want to come bully up my kid, I need them to know how to do a round kick, hiya, hiya, spin round kick on you. but I will not encourage them to do that unless, you know, if someone starts it. So those are some life hacks that were shared, and I'll continue sharing that list next week.
Yo, good look. And we definitely got to share that on the Empower Hour page. It's funny, my one of my boys, like Huey had a little situation in school, funny enough. Him and his boy were just play fighting, but then, like, you know, his boy gave him a slap that he felt was a little too hard, slapped him right back, you know what I mean? Just, and I'm like, that's what it is. It did get them both in school suspensions because it did. That's what happened. But I couldn't chastise them for that because, just like Gina said, I kind of I show like in any circumstance, bro. It's like that's you. No, you don't let somebody do that to you.
Well, see, this is why I don't condone play fighting.
Play fighting
is just a way for someone to size you up, anyways. Now that he done sized you up, he done smacked fire out you, and now you tight. No, that's why you shouldn't have been doing that in the first place. That play fighting is for him to size you up, and now you feel like you're a punk and then smacked you. Stop playing with people here. If we fighting, we fighting, and if we playing and we friends, then we gonna play like we friends. But don't be putting your hands on me like we enemies. Because that's what's gonna make an enemy of me. So
that's absolute fact.
I have a little.
Yeah. So what have you guys seen on social media?
I'm gonna play an excerpt. You know, I'm into my excerpt bag today.
He did to me. People, get over it. By the time these young people get ready to have children, they will realize that as the hole in the ozone layer gets larger and larger, more and more sunlight is allowed to enter our environment, and more people who have pale faces are going to die of melanoma, which is a skin cancer that you get if you don't have enough melanin in your skin. Let me tell you, people of color are going to be very much in demand for reproduction in the future. And mark my words, you're laughing now, but you wait 20 years. You won't even have to wait 20 years, because they're going to see that if they want their children, their grandchildren, and their great-grandchildren to survive, they're going to have some melanin in their skin. That's the way it's going to be. This is going to take care of itself.
You know who that is, right? That's a teacher. She's the teacher who did the experiment in her class about the brown eye, blue eyes. Did you guys ever hear about that experiment? Where
absolutely Jane Elliott. She's that one.
She the one. She speaks facts on that. She did an experiment for those who don't know. She did an experiment in her class for brown eyes and blue eyes, and she separated and she to show how racism works and how easy it can function. And she just had said one day, okay, today those who have blue eyes, you are the good students, the special students, and the ones who have brown eyes, you're not. And she saw how the kids just started berating the brown-eyed children. And then the next day she asked them, she's just like, so how do you guys feel? And they were just like, oh, well, I wish I didn't have brown eyes because I didn't feel good. And they just treated me bad because I had brown eyes, because these were all white kids, right? And did all that. And she's just like, so imagine how people feel when they're being treated like that because their skin is brown and whatnot. And so she came with that. She came with that fire treatment there. What about you, Kaya? Anything that you came across that was wild?
Child, I came across so much stuff on social media. A couple of things that kind of dredged up a thought process for me. So I'm just trying to pull it up really quickly. Okay, so Drake, they be saying Drake got a writer. Drake got many writers. Drake does this. So this week, they said Drake has got some explaining to do. In 2015, a movie came out, and in the movie, there was a specific scene where they're sitting at the tables, and the man goes to say, here's to long life and a merry one. I want a quick death and a something. He said, I need a pretty girl and an honest one, stiff whiskey and another one. So there's a video that Drake made, and in one of his songs, he's actually using those exact lyrics from the movie. And literally, I was shocked. I was like, that was actually genius. So I don't understand what people feel like is what the artistry of rapping is, but I believe that this is really what it's all about. And rehashing, you know, the things that built you, the movies that struck you. I was actually thinking about recently, because one of my favorite movies is Tombstone. And I said, in my music, I want to start calling myself Doc Holliday, but I don't know how I'm gonna do that as a woman, but I feel like I'm Doc Holliday. I'm your Huckleberry. And I'd be wanting to use his phrases and stuff. I'm like, I'm gonna do it. I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm not even mad at Drake. Thank you for the heads up that we could actually do that. And I'm about to use that too, because that's so dope. Because I could use some of them lines. I love that. So
I can apply that. So like Solo uses references from movies all the time. I think it's an amazing play on words. Like it's like if while you're rapping and coming up in music, you could pull out references that could maybe trigger somebody, be like, oh crap, I remember where he got that from. That is sick.
Yes. Come on, guys. Yeah.
Everyone's just hating.
I mean, your favorite rapper used to use these things too. Like maybe call himself Frank White, and like Rick Ross calls himself Big Niche. Like they didn't come up with that. Like,
yeah, Rick Ross is not even Rick Ross. Rick Ross is another whole other person.
Yep. Yep, 100%.
Word. No. So I don't know. They're trying to get on Drake, but I'm like, you know what? I thank them for pointing that out because that was genius. So
haters are going to find a reason to hate regardless of what. Like, that's why I said, if you Google anything, you will be able to find something that corroborates your ideas or whatnot. So if you want to find reasons to hate Drake, you'll find. If you want to find reasons to love him, you'll find them. But that's just the polarization of how things are.
I love that.
I'm going to go on this and then I'll let you guys have your shout outs and tag outs. But I would love to thank our special guest today. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, the Caribbean Curry House, and Afrobeats MTL. Ladies and gents, anything that you want to leave the people with before we end the show?
On this side, again, just sending away mad love. The holiday seasons are upon us, so just want to encourage everybody to stay positive. One of the little initiatives that the OFC is working on right now, if you are a member of the English-speaking melanated community, we want to hear from you. We're circulating a little questionnaire because we have been hearing it. There's certain disparities in the community where, it just seems like, you know, there's support that's given to the quote-unquote Black community, but a lot of people within the English community have no idea where this support is, what it's about, how to get access to it. And so the OFC, we're just doing what we can to, one, just put a number to that, to know really like what is actually happening in the community, and then just doing what we can to help to advocate for you guys. So if you haven't seen the questionnaire or survey, definitely reach out to us and I will make sure that you get it.
There was a friend of mine who in October 22nd, their entire building burned down. So she's such a brilliant girl. She's such a wonderful girl, but she put up a GoFundMe because someone told her, you know, you need a GoFundMe. But she wasn't, you know, she's not the type of person that is going to put herself out there and ask for things. She'll struggle first, but she put up a GoFundMe. And I just want people to remember that the GoFundMe is still there. The link is actually in my bio. And if you check my stories today, it's there. But for her, it was also her birthday the other day. If you could do anything at all, purchase something from her store. Her company is called Hamsa Gems. She's an artist and she makes feel good jewelry. She also does Reiki and she does one of a kind custom creations. Check her out for all of your feel good needs. And her bracelets and jewelry make great stocking stuffers and they make you feel good. So check her out. She's very knowledgeable about what she does. And that's pretty much my only shout out this week. Check out Hamsa Gems and Jazzy Jewels for all of your stocking stuffers and Christmas and holiday needs.
Yeah, and you know, I'm gonna
put a quick shout out because when you guys hear this, it will officially be my auntie's birthday, my fellow Capricorn. So happy birthday, Auntie Sharon, as well as Mummy Idris, who forever lives on in all of our hearts, our matriarch.
And Dion's birthday is all around the same time, no?
And, yep, they all 22nd, three generations born on the same day.
Yo, so that's what it is. So mad love to all of them. And actually on the other side, we cannot wrap the show, I'm sure, without again sending love to Tammy T, who lost her cat and she was really feeling it. So I just want to send her some extra love. And as we're closing out, I want to play another excerpt just from off of what Gina was saying. So I'm going to leave you all with this. Just something to reflect on as people in the community, because it is the real.
My grandfather walked 10 miles to work every day. My father walked 5. I'm driving a Cadillac. My son is in a Mercedes. He said my grandson will be in a Ferrari. He said my great-grandson will be walking again. So I asked him, I said, well, why is that? And he said to me, tough times create strong men. Strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men. Weak men create tough times. He said to me, many will not understand.
Nadine and Lady D presents to you Black and White, The Return. Saturday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. And this year is the Dubai edition.
Habibi, come to Dubai.
And featuring music by Montreal's favorites, DJ Big Worm, James Bond and King Fari. And all the way from Toronto, Soul to Soul. Hampton Inn and Suites, 1900 Trans-Canada Highway in Dover. Black and White, the Dubai edition. Saturday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. Inside the Hampton Inn and Suites. It's a year-to-year sold-out event you can't afford to miss. Be there.
Yeah. We're gonna get funky.
Kings
kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour with Pharoah Freeman, Queen Kaya, and Gina the Great. We are on live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. and broadcasting Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. on CK.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.